Well, hello, friends. Good day. We're trying something springtime today. I'm outside on our little balcony that we have on the third floor of our condo here in Brooklyn, and it is a gorgeous day. The sun is shining, the flowers are blooming, the trees are turning green. It's absolutely beautiful. So we're going to try this outside, and hopefully you'll be able to see and we'll be able to study God's Word together. Well, open your Bibles to the book of Philippians, chapter 2. We want to continue our study here in this epistle of joy. I hope you're reading or listening to the book of Philippians on a regular basis. It will certainly encourage and strengthen your heart. Let's read again Philippians 2, 1 through 5, and I'm going to go on to the next three verses. So Philippians 2, 1 through 8. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interest of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the blessing to be alive. We thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. And we pray that you will encourage and strengthen our hearts today from your wonderful Word. Whoever is downcast, Lord, lift up their spirits today. And may we focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Last week we were studying how to maintain unity in the church from chapter 2. And first of all, we see in verse 1 that we need to receive the encouragements to unity. In verse 2, we need to recognize the elements of unity, verses 2 and 3. And then verses 3 and 4, we need to reject and replace the enemies of unity. And number 4, we need to respect the example of unity, and that's in verse 5. So here is the example, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So now Paul embarks on a very deep theological passage. It's called the kenosis passage, and we will understand more about that as we study this week. But I want you to notice something. In verse 2, it says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition. I'm sorry, that's verse 3. Also in verse 3, it says, let each esteem others better than himself. Verse 4, it says, let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also the interest of others. In verse 5, let this mind be in you. Four lets. I'd like to ask you today, how is your garden? And do you have a good lettuce patch? I hope so. Here is a wonderful lettuce patch. Let nothing be done through strife. Let each esteem others better. Let each of us look out not only for our own interests, but for others. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ. So here is the example of unity, the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 5 is this, think this way. Today we talk about frame of reference or a frame of thinking, our mind frame. And that's exactly what Paul is saying in verse 5. Let this mind frame be yours. And what is this mind frame? It is the Lord Jesus Christ. What is our frame of reference as believers? It should be the Lord Jesus Christ. Think this way, the way Jesus thinks and acts. Act this way toward one another, how Jesus acted. So we see this, that the example of the Lord Jesus teaches us that humility leads to selflessness, to servanthood, and to glory. Pride, on the other hand, produces disunity. Humility provides for unity. So Paul is wanting the Philippians to be unified in Christ, to have a humble spirit, and then to demonstrate that in their unity one to the other. So Paul uses here profound theological truths that we're going to dig into to teach practical Christian living. It's a powerful lesson, and it's this. Our theology, what we believe about God, what we believe about the Bible, what we believe about the Christian life, should have an impact on our day-to-day living. So many times we know so much up here, and we have so little in the output of our lives. May that not be. May we put into practice what we know. He's telling us to think this way, have this frame of reference that's in Christ Jesus. So what is it? Notice, first of all, Jesus' pre-incarnate glory. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God. Jesus' pre-incarnate glory. His essence was God. Jesus is fully God. He has always been God. Jesus did not have a beginning. We celebrate Christmas where he took on human flesh, yes, but that's not when he came into existence, because he has always been, because he is God, the second person of our triune God. I want you to hear words and turn there yourself in John 17. This is Jesus' high priestly prayer. It's an amazing prayer where he is pouring out his heart to the Father. But I want you to notice something in verse 5, John 17, 5. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself. Now get this, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. From eternity past, Jesus possessed existence and glory with the Father. Jesus indeed is God. He has the essence, his very being is deity. So he was willing to do something with this pre-incarnate glory. Keep that thought in mind. But notice something else. His essence was God. His existence was God. And John 10, verse 30, Jesus says, I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. We are of the same essence. We have equality. Within the essence of the triunity of God, there is equality. So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. In their being, their substance, their essence, they are each one equally God. Now in their function, there is subordination. The Holy Spirit brings glory to Jesus and reveals Jesus. And Jesus brings glory to the Father and carries out the will and plan of the Father. But in Philippians chapter 2, Paul said he was in the form of God. The essential form, his essence, his being, his substance was indeed God. And he shared God's glory. Well, notice what follows then of Philippians chapter 2, verse 6b. Who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Two possibilities here for this phrase, he did not consider it robbery. One is, he didn't steal the divine nature because he had it. It wasn't something that he grasped, that he stole, because indeed he was and is God. But there's another idea. He didn't clutch onto it, the expressions of it, as a treasure. He did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, that is, to continue to demonstrate himself in all the glory of divinity. He was willing to become a humble human being, a humble human servant. Therefore, Paul is using this as an example, the supreme example of humility. What Jesus did, he was glorious in eternity past, and yet he didn't grasp onto all of the manifestations of that glory. He was willing to put aside, to empty himself of not the possession of glory, but the expression of glory. Why? So that he could come into our world as a human being, and so that he could go to the cross and pay for our sins. So here we find his selfless emptying. Notice verse 7a, Philippians 2, verse 7a. He made himself of no reputation. He emptied himself. And the reason this is called the kenosis passage is because of this Greek word here, that he made himself of no reputation. That is, he emptied himself. Well, of what did he empty himself? He emptied himself of the glorious expressions of deity. Will you think about this for a moment? Jesus, the Word, existed from eternity past, but he came into our world in the womb of a virgin. And in the womb of the virgin, the one who created space, who created the laws of thermodynamics, is riding on a donkey. Imagine that, in the womb of a virgin. He laid aside the glories of deity, and he took on human form. Isn't that absolutely amazing? And that's not all, but we're going to see something else. The one who made trees out of which we make timbers submitted to death on the cross, which was made out of trees that he himself had created. He had the power to create ex nihilo out of nothing. And yet he laid aside that glory to suffer and die on the cross for our eternal life and our forgiveness of sins. Isn't that absolutely amazing? And what a picture of the humility of the Lord Jesus Christ. So do I have any reason to be proud? Do you have any reason to be proud when our Savior laid aside expressions of deity and took on such humble servitude and emptied himself of those expressions, humbled himself that he might die on a cross for us? Praise the Lord. May God help us to demonstrate his humility to others. Today we want to go to three African countries for prayer: Gambia in Africa, Guinea in Africa, and Guinea-Bissau in Africa. Let's go to the Lord, because Christians are small minorities in these countries. So let's go to the Lord and ask for God's strength to the believers that are there. Our Father, we thank you so much for what Jesus has done for us in emptying himself of the glory of deity and taking on such humble servanthood, even to the cross. We praise you today. Thank you that because of what he has done, you've called on us to serve one another. And Lord, you know every believer in these three African countries, in Gambia, in Guinea, in Guinea-Bissau. And we come to you, and for each believer, we don't know them, but you know them. And we pray, Lord, that you will strengthen their hearts today. We pray you will give them grace to serve one another, that you will give them strength to stand strong in the face of opposition, in the face of persecution. We pray, Lord, that you would provide Bibles, New Testaments to them in their languages that they can read and understand and grow in the Lord. And our Father, we pray today all over the world for those who are suffering with the COVID-19 virus. We pray for your healing. But more than that, we pray for the healing of sin-sick souls. And we ask for your Spirit to do a mighty work in our countries and in the United States to turn hearts to you. Lord, we pray that you would cause your people to be more devoted to you and to serving you and loving you. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us through Christ. We praise you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Well, God bless you, dear friend. I hope you have a wonderful day filled with the sunshine of God's love. Join us tomorrow on Bible Sunshine at 12 noon. God bless you.